listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special night tonight. We have a musical genius. I'm going to embarrass him because everything I'm saying is true. One of the greatest guitarists walking the face of the earth. He won't tell you that, but your rocking attorney will. Tonight, we have the great Uli John Roth on the radio with us tonight. He is coming to Jurgles Wednesday, April 22nd, for the Pictures of Destiny tour. You know I'll be there, and it's going to be a terrific night. Uli, welcome to Courts in Session.
Hey, Eric. Thank you for having me.
It is such an honor. You know, in preparation for having you on the show, you know, I'm a fan. I listen to your records my whole life. So many of our listeners do. But in preparation for your show, you know, I couldn't get past the majesty of your playing. There are a handful of players on this planet that are in the class of Uli John Roth. I know you're a humble guy, but I have to ask you, you know your playing is different and unique. What is it like to be in the echelon that you're in as a guitarist?
That's a loaded question. Your Honor, I have to... Are we in court? I mean, look, you're asking like a lawyer. How do you want me to answer that? You know, Bob Dylan would now confuse you with a counter answer and you would be thoroughly confused. Unfortunately, I'm not quite as smart and as quick-witted, but I'm tempted to come up with something. It is slow coming.
But seriously.
Obviously, I know that I can play the guitar and I know that my style is quite different from most people's. That's for sure. I've just, you know, from early on, I had a certain vision of an internal kind of vision of what I wanted the guitar to sound like and what I wanted it to do. Initially, you know, there was a certain roadmap to achieving that, you know, and sometimes it was a bit of struggle because what I envisioned and heard in my inner ear sometimes didn't quite match up with reality, particularly recording. I had a love-hate relationship. I was never happy with the sounds we achieved. It always sounded so much better to me in real life. When as soon as the microphones and the back then tape recorders or whatever, it was always just a poor relative. And to this day, I'm not at peace with the actual process of recording because I'm never really happy with the sound of it. You know, so that's one thing.
Well, let me ask you this.
Of course, I'm like a politician now, dancing around.
Well, let me, but you know, you touched on this because it's a serious question because you are a very special musician. So as you were developing, as you're in your early days with the Scorpions, as you were hearing sounds and had musical ideas, I mean, you know, even your guitar, your special guitar, you created a guitar that went beyond the limits of a normal six-string electric guitar, your Sky guitar. You know, how did that process happen? Because this came from within Uli John Roth.
Yeah, it was. It had to do, again, with an inner kind of vision. Even in the relatively early Scorpions days, which, like, talk about the album Entrance, which is now 50 years old to the day, kind of. I remember that during the recording, I was happy to push the top string to an E flat, and that was pretty much as the guitar could take without breaking the string. But I always wanted to play a little bit higher, and higher and higher. The logic of my guitar leads very often demand to go into cyberspace and not just remain on the earth level, you know. And I couldn't on the guitar because the guitar has a certain, the traditional electric guitar has a certain range. And I loved listening to violin playing, and I played the violin too. And I wanted to have more of that, this kind of range available on the guitar. Kind of long story short, eventually I had the idea of putting two extra frets onto my Stratocaster. And that worked beautifully. So I had the world's first 23-fret Stratocaster. That was during the Electric Sundays in the early 80s. Then my guitar builder, who was absolutely brilliant, Andy Dimitriou in Brighton, England, he said, you know, I can build you any guitar you like. And that was a defining moment, because before I had never questioned the Stratocaster. I loved the Stratocaster. I still do. It's, you know, one of the greatest inventions in music is the Stratocaster. But it couldn't do certain things. And so I started to think, what can I come up with that retains all the magic and strength of the Stratocaster, but basically extends it and enhances it? And that's where the Sky Guitar came from. I was greedy, I also wanted a touch of the Les Paul, which is a completely different animal. You know, to me, the Les Paul is always a more female instrument. The Stratocaster is very masculine, very hard. It's like a, when you look at a painting, the Strat is more like a pencil drawing, very crisp, very clean, you know, and in your face. And the Les Paul at its best is almost like a broad brush stroke, like one of these Japanese beautiful calligraphy things, or like a Rembrandt brush stroke. And I wanted a guitar that can do both, which is almost impossible because of certain physical aspects of the two guitars. They have different scale lengths and different wood, you know. So the Sky Guitar became almost like the child of the two. And what came out worked. Initially, we didn't have the right pickups, you know, but it gave me that extra range. So I was able to play a violin concerto on the guitar, which I did. You know, I was the first to play Vivaldi's Four Seasons with the orchestra, note for note, like a violin. On a normal guitar, you cannot do that. You have to turn it, you have to pitch it down an octave, and then the entire structure falls apart. So that was, you know, a defining moment when I was able to do these things. And I've never looked back. I'm still playing Sky guitars now since the early or mid 80s.
Well, let's listen to that Sky guitar right now. This is Uli John Roth coming to Jurgles Wednesday, April 22nd. This is Cry of the Night, WRCT 88.3 FM. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. If you're just tuning in, well, you are in for a treat, because tonight we have guitarist Uli John Roth. You know him from the Scorpions and his amazing solo career. Coming to Pittsburgh, your chance to see the maestro live. Uli, this Pictures of Destiny tour is going to be very unique. Would you tell us all about the show that we can see at Jurgles April 22nd?
Yeah, the show is consisting of two parts. I am bringing a band, but I'm also bringing some string players. And the first half of the show is devoted to my more recent compositions, a lot of whom have not been published yet. We just played them in Japan. We premiered them in Japan, but we're going to premiere them in America during that tour. So these are more symphonic rock pieces, I would say, with vocals, but there's a lot of instrumental going on. I'm also playing classical pieces, Vivaldi's Four Seasons, the odd piece, and the one you just played, Cry of the Night, is actually part of my Vivaldi recordings, which was called Metamorphosis of the Seasons. And that was a piece I wrote based on a Vivaldi tune, you know, Cry of the Night. We're going to perform that. Then there's an intermission, and the second half is completely different. It goes back to my early past in the 70s when I was with the Scorpions. And it so happens that 2025 is the 50th anniversary of one of the most important early Scorpions albums, that is In Trance. And next year, the anniversary of Virgin Killer. Those two are side by side. And we're going to celebrate those 50 years on that stage by playing a best of In Trance and Virgin Killer in the second half. So the concert is completely strange. In the first half, you have to use your ears and your eyes, because we've got the paintings on the screens, and most of the songs have movies to go with it and sync. And in the second half, it's basically classic rock as you know it. And we're not pulling any punches. We're going all out with that, you know. I may even bring my original white Strat, the one that is on the cover of In Trance and the one I've played on every Scorpions album that I was part of, including Tokyo Tapes and all Electric Sun albums. You know, I may bring that just for old time's sake and play some pieces on it, you know.
Well, please do. I just heard a collective cheer from our audience when you said that.
Yeah.
That is terrific. So, you know what? I can hear the joy in your voice, you know, for all of your fans who are so excited about you coming to Pittsburgh, and all the people who are going to be doing road trips to see you live. What is it like to be able to play such a wide spectrum of music for people who appreciate all of it?
That's a good question. It is quite unusual, because we are, I mean, I've been doing these kind of things, these three-hour shows, for quite a while now. And some people, when they hear a three-hour show, they're saying, wow, that can't work, but it does work. The important thing is to keep it moving and keep it versatile. You know, if you're doing 3 hours of the same thing, of course it becomes boring and it's too much. But we're bringing really a lot of variety, and both visually and sonically. And towards the very end, we're even playing a couple of Henrik songs, you know, and jamming, so very old school towards the end, but always with a touch of now, of today. It just works. It works a treat. I mean, when we were in Japan now bringing this new program, it was amazing. I've done a lot of Japanese tours, but I never had a reception like this. it was just, you know, somebody said it was a complete crescendo from the beginning to the end. It was like going higher and higher and higher, and the people were getting really ecstatic. Which our audience were normally always just sitting there, like very quiet, hardly any clapping at the end. This was pretty ecstatic. I was so surprised and astonished, and it just felt great. You know, I didn't know the Japanese had it in them to be like that. It was almost like you're being in America, you know. So I shouldn't have expectations, but I do. So I, in my heart, I know this is going to work in America, and it's just the right kind of program, you know, for the right kind of people, of course. You know, it needs to be someone who is into that kind of stuff. I mean, not everybody wants hardcore, most intense guitar and intense vocals and all that. You know, it's not everybody's cup of tea, but then those people don't go to my concert, you know.
Yeah. We are speaking with Uli John Roth, coming to Jurgles April 22nd. It is going to be a fantastic show, and I am going to be right up front. Well, you know, you talk about Jimi Hendrix, you talk about jamming at the end of this show we're going to see. So, Uli, let me put you on the hot seat. This is something we love doing on Courts in Session. Give our listeners and all of your fans a little insight to the Uli John Roth when he's home alone or driving in the car. Give us two songs. You're going to take over the turntables. Give us two songs of any genre of music. Tell us something. Yeah. We'll play it. And tell us why it's important to you.
All right. I will have to disappoint you a little bit because I'm German, meaning I will tell it as it is. I should be more diplomatic here. But the truth is that I never actually listened to anything. That is the truth.
Really?
Yes, and I have not done it for ages. I do play the piano and I play the musical scores. I love doing that in the morning. And that's kind of enough for me. I enjoy music best in very small doses because it's so intense, I cannot take that much. You know, when I'm listening, I'm always once is enough, and then I've clocked the whole piece, and thank you very much. I also get bored very easily with if the music is not up to my taste, then it becomes unbearable. I'm not easily satisfied, and that includes even my own stuff. So I'm not one of these people, you know, who is actually listening. I may drive in the car and it's late midnight, and then I switch on Classic FM and there are beautiful things going on or whatever, you know. But now that you're asking me, if I want something from my past that made an impact on me, and we're talking about Jimmy, there is this song, Access Bolus Love, which I think is an absolute masterpiece from his second album. I always loved that. We played it live sometimes. It's not an easy song to pull off, and there is no other piece of music in the world just like it. It's a complete one-off, which is typical of Jimmy because he had several of these complete one-offs. Then another complete one-off couldn't be any different. Paul McCartney, Eleanor Rigby. Yeah,
wow.
Right. I remember hearing it for the first time when I was a kid. Was it Christmas? Whatever, I don't know. But I remember the feeling. It was just mind-blowing. And I still get it when I hear that piece or when I play it, you know. So I could name lots of other, but you've asked for two, and those just come to my mind right now.
Well, that is terrific. And Uli, you're in great company. Jolynn Turner was on the show earlier the year, and he also picked Axis Bold as Love as one of his favorites. So.
Yes, we know each other, and we always wanted to play that one together. And he can sing it perfectly. We were together backstage in Belarus in part of the old Soviet Union a few months ago, and we played the same festival. And so we spoke a lot backstage, and yes, that subject came up again. When do we finally get to do Axis Bold as Love, you know? So, yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
Well, I'm going to reach out to him about our conversation tonight, and let's see if the world's so small. I'm always amazed what a small world this is.
My friend, we're going to do it.
My friend, what a pleasure. What an honor for not only myself, but all of our listeners. Uli John Roth, coming to Jurgles Wednesday, April 22nd, the Pictures of Destiny tour. Uli, we're going to be there. We're excited. And please come back again on Courts in Session.
Anytime.
Have a great night, my friend.
And you.
Anger is my stallion. Shiny metallic purple armor. Queen jealousy envy waits behind him. Her fiery green gown sneers at the grassy ground. Blue are the life-giving waters taken for granted. They quietly understand. Once happy turquoise armies lay opposite ready. But wonder why the fight is on. But they're all.
supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality, used records, and CDs. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Listening to Courts in Session with your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. My name's The Mockster, and you can listen to me tomorrow night right here on WRCT. Viva Lamoc, Friday nights. Hey, well, wait, I turned his promo into my promo. Ha, huh, look how I did that. Awesome. Friday nights here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
In Session with your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
While the ship was going down, we were lost and in time with a hurricane crossing the coastline. We were lost and found just in time. Just in time, now we've got no time to waste. Oh, they're putting up the barricades because a hurricane is heading up this way. So won't you come in from the cold and the pouring. Shiver me timbers. The sky's gone black and it's like the dead of winter. We were lost and found in the pouring rain, in the hurricane's swift cross coastline.
From the new Ronnie Wood anthology, Fearless. And Chrissy Hynde on lead vocals, A Certain Girl's Name, that tune. And we debuted that last week here on Courts in Session. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Thanking you for tuning in. And a big thank you to Uli John Roth for joining us tonight. How cool was that? How about his friendship with Jolynn Turner, both of them loving Axis Bold as love? Wouldn't that be cool if those two got together and recorded that? You know I'd be playing that on the radio. Talking about Courts in Session, you can hear the show not only live here every Thursday, but at 1:30 in the morning Friday after Viva La Mock, after the mockster does his weekly top secret mock that he doesn't announce until the show. Doesn't matter what you do. Doesn't matter how you bribe him. He keeps it secret till midnight. Check it out. Viva La Mock right here. Friday nights at 9 till 1:30 in the morning. And after that, Courts in Session. And again, if you missed the Uli John Roth interview, or you've got friends that love him and you want them to check it out, well, you can hear it all over again this Sunday night at 10 p.m. Courts in Session on replay. I'm your rockin' attorney asking you, have you mixed up your pain meds, your allergy meds, your sleep meds? Well, if you have, call the Poison Helpline. Has your child swallowed cleaning products? A wild mushroom? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you been bitten by a spider, a snake, or an insect? Well, if it looks bad, call the Poison Hotline. Poisonings can happen at home, on the job, or even in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline at 1-800-222-1222 to talk with medical professionals for free personal advice every time. Put this in your cell phone. Save it as a contact. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number. Maybe save a life. So got a bunch of requests to get to. Before I do, I'm real excited to play this next tune. This just was released this week, and very apropos because the name of the new album is called Released. It's coming out March 20th. This is brand new from Lou Gramm from Foreigner. Vivian Campbell on lead guitar, Tony Franklin on bass. He went back in the archive. He found a bunch of recorded unreleased gems, touched them up, added some vocals, and we've got this. This is called Young Love.
The on when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. And no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes.
Kansas, and you're jamming with my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Leary, on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.